Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Today is Sunday, January 22nd, 2023, and welcome to another episode with Conversations with ANA. I'm your co-host, Angela, and tonight we'll be discussing hot-button issues that are affecting the Black community, from raising children, child support scams, bitter women, and the bigger agenda that it's affecting us all. To speak live to us, call 515-605-9322. Also, for those of you who are listening through streaming, whether it's your phone, your desktop, laptops, or iPads, and you want to speak live to us, just call into 515-605-9322. To keep updated when we are going live, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Conversation with AA. Also, if you are interested in being a guest on our show or have any topics or videos you want us to discuss, you can contact Avon at 347-460-2813. Once again, you can contact Avon 602813, or you can email your request at Conversation with AA at gmail.com. It's Conversation with AA at gmail.com. And for all those who are shy, we have a lot of listeners. I'd like to give a shout out to our United States listeners, as well as our international listeners from Kenya, Germany, and Russia. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for listening in. For those of you who are shy and want to go to our chat and leave comments you can go to our link that you were sent, and you can go on the Facebook. There's a Facebook link. You can link in to that, or you can just message me your chat comments. So the chat is definitely popping, and you may want to go there. So a lot of people leaving messages, so you can definitely join that. So tonight, once again, I'm your co-host, Angela, and I have your host, your beautiful, wonderful host, outspoken host, Avon. Hello, Avon.
Hello, Angela. Who are you talking about? Who's this wonderful person? You got me excited.
Oh, my God.
And I love
what's
the intro. Look, I'm excited. I'm calling in because I want to hear these hot topics and things that's going on here now. Got me all excited about this.
Of course, that's what we do.
No, I love it, you know, and I'm excited to be here. Hi, everybody. You know, thanks for coming in and joining us again. We have another great show, and we got some topics, things that we want to talk about. But, you know, before we go forward, I want to, you know, give a thanks once again to our previous guest that we had, the prison doctor, who's out there doing wonderful things, you know, having much success and going on, and, you know, we wish him the best and hope that he continues the wonderful things that he's doing. And our other guest, Larry Muhammad, we really appreciated him joining us and, you know, sharing with us. Those were two very exciting, enjoyable shows for me. I really enjoyed those. What say you, Miss Angela?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, I always enjoy different, even with the guests, you know, guests coming in and chiming in and giving their opinions and just, you know, certain ideologies that we can definitely share and grow on. Everybody have different opinions and, you know, different perspectives on things. And that's how we come to conclusions. That's how we grow as individuals and as a group of people. So definitely, love it.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I appreciate that people chat or join in to hear our voices, but I like the idea of sharing and hearing other voices as well, you know, sharing with us and giving us ideas because, you know, the two of us, we don't have all the answers. You know what I'm saying? So it takes all of us to come together and to share so we can, like you say, get different perspectives and, you know, get missing pieces to the puzzle. So I really enjoy when we have guests. You know, I really really do enjoy that. So, yes, I just want to give a shout-out again to our previous guests, and then we're looking forward to having many, many more. And like Angela said, you can email us, or you can call in the number and give us some ideas. We're open to it. We're open to it. So, yes, so how are you doing? You doing okay this evening, madam?
What's going on with you? You know, another day. You know, like, you know, one of my ancestors, Carol, God bless her soul. She used to say, another day, another dollar. So you know what I'm saying? So, you know, God bless me, I've seen another day. So I can't complain, you know, or even things that don't always go your way and you think it's not in your favor, even that is in your, for your good, you know? So all good and bad things is created for your own good. So, yes, so I'm glad to be here. So what's going on? You know, these hot topics is going around, these issues in our community. We definitely, you know, they are hot topics.
No, you're right. And it's just, there's so many things. There's always something going on. There's never a dull moment. But one of the topics that's really seems to be prevalent and you're hearing a lot about is our children. Things is just that it was not just this week, it's always been going on, but it was strong energy. I felt it. A lot of strong energy about the kids and what's going on with the children out here and, you know, the energy. It was just like, it's something that you can't ignore. You know what I'm saying? You can't turn your head. You can't put your head in the sand and act like it doesn't exist. We got to talk about it. There's so many things. And again, listen to our listening audience. Please feel free to call in that number 515-605-9322 and share thoughts with us. We're talking about things, but we want your input as well. So please feel free to call in because we're looking forward to hearing from you. But you know, let's talk about it, Angela. Let's talk about some things. You know, my question is, because there's so many conflicting ideas and people are shying away and backing away. I want to ask you, whose responsibility is it to raise children? I got my ideas. I just want to know what are your thoughts on this? What are you thinking? How do you feel?
Whose responsibility? Well, it's, you know, the parents, you know, the mother and father's responsibility to raise the children. Of course, you know, it starts there first, you know. So with a good upbringing and you instilling moral principles and values, it's the parents' first responsibility. That's the ideal situation. Mother, father, ideal situation. Raising his children.
But does that seem to be the case these days? You know, it seems like that's not the case. That's not the
All right, Avon, you're starting up. Because the chat is started now. The chat is started. I'm just letting you know. They're starting up. I mean, come on, my phone is going. Listen, guys, I don't mean, you know, to be disrespectful out there. Yeah, you guys, come on, let's get to the Facebook. Try to go to the Facebook. Those who were sent to a link or go to even my Facebook, and you'll see a link there, and you can go directly into Facebook there and start and get directly into the Blog Talk chat, because you know I have all these chats and you know going on my phone, and you know it's a lot. So, and I want to respect you guys, because everyone, you got to remember, we have a lot of shy listeners, and I'm trying to encourage
you guys
to start calling in. You understand? So you know, maybe I might have to start giving out some rewards or something, because don't be shy. I mean, they can definitely do a chat. These guys can definitely do a chat now. They can chat it up. You know, they're the queens and kings of chat. So to answer your question, somebody, you were just asking, you know, they were saying who fought it is and all of this stuff. You know, we got one, she said, he or she said, is the black woman's fault, like they said. So I guess that was a sarcastic remark. So there you go, Avon, right there. You can start off like that. Is a black,
whoa,
you know, woman's fault or why the kid is out of control? Yeah, the black woman destroyed the family, so it's a black. That's what I. That's the first chat that came in out of many. So yeah, so they ready for you, Avon. They ready.
I see. So when did it all become our fault? That's what. When did this happen? When did this shift happen? If we're saying that we're both supposed to be in this together, if it takes two to make this child, how did it become one's personal responsibility and it's their fault and they got to carry the whole weight of it? Now, I don't know. I'm lost there. How do I say it? I'm gobsmacked right now. I don't know. I'm kind of speechless right now. I got some thoughts, but
you know what's going on in the YouTube streets. You know what's going on in the YouTube streets. The YouTube streets, for those listeners who don't understand, and once again, shout out to my Kenya international listeners. I really appreciate y'all, you know, listening in
yes,
to the motherland.
Do.
You know, thank you. For those, you know, the YouTube streets are saying that, you know, black women, they leave their family. They don't, you know, they leave their family, and statistically they say more women divorce, you know, their families, you know, leave the husband more so than the woman. And so these situations are causing single mother homes, and the kids is out of control with that said, you know. Another chat says, what about the men that's already there, that's in the community? Okay, you know, so these topics is coming, they're coming in, these questions they want.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things going on there. Let's back it up a little bit and let's go back some. All right, so it takes two. It takes the man and the woman to create these children. So then all of a sudden the women are leaving the families. Why is that? What is causing this to happen? This is not happening in a vacuum. Something is going on that women feel the need to leave. Why do they feel the need to leave? There are many reasons why this can happen. But you know what? What I found is, you know what? Let's stop blaming. Look, pointing the finger and who did this, that's not going to help the situation. What's the problem? Because if you listen in any circumstances, somebody always feel that it's not their fault. It's somebody else's that caused their situation to happen like this. But in order to gain or have any power, you have to take accountability. What's your part in this? How do you play in this? You know what I'm saying? It's let's go back. So when you got together with this person, what was the plan? What was the whole plan? Everybody just got together because she was cute, he's fine, and this and that. So we want to get together, whatever. And nobody realizes that when you come together like that, that you can procreate, things can happen. Nobody took a moment to get protection or whatever to slow this down to try to protect themselves from this situation that's happening. Whose fault is that? Who makes the decision to come together and lay down? First of all, so it was just for the fun of it, whatever. But you know the possibility that you can have a child with this person. Do you like this person enough to come together and eventually have a child with them? Where was all this homework and stuff that needed to be done beforehand? You know what I'm saying? People seem to just move out here. I got a feeling, I got this urge, so I'm just going to do what I want to do, and heck with the consequences. I'm worried about what's happening right now. You got quite a few people that's thinking like that, and then we have these kids out of here, born out of wedlock. And then, no, it's not just this is a situation when the woman, well, I think you were talking about in a situation where the marriage is concerned, that women break up the families, they leave, or they get the divorce and stuff. That's in the case of marriage, but we got a lot of single people here that didn't even get that far. And then, so is that did the women leave or whatever, or then the guy decided, well, you know, it wasn't that serious. I just wanted to hit it And that's it. I didn't want nothing serious out of it. I just wanted to do what I needed to do, and that's it. And then walk off, and there's no care about that. Who's responsible for that part? It takes two people to do this. It's two.
Mm.
So both people need to take responsibility for that. That's what we need to start doing right there. Nobody made you do anything. Let's be real honest about it. You wanted to do it. You got that urge. You felt like you wanted to do this, and you did it. And now look what happens. Everybody got this magical thinking, oh, it ain't going to be me. It's not going to happen. So, you know, I'm going to just get what I can get right now, and I'll deal with the consequences later. But look what happened.
Okay, but
who,
you know something? Well,
go ahead, ask me.
The thing is too, is that a lot of times we hear about women, they try to stop the father from seeing the kid. That's number one you shouldn't do, okay?
But wait a minute,
before I answer that, I want to say something. Look at your dashboard, Avon. And
okay.
Can I just get out of that? Because I don't want to disconnect you, because if I do, you can call back in. I don't know. It says there's a problem, and I want to, because the chat, people's trying to, they're telling me they want to leave the chat, and they can't.
Oh, no, I saw it.
You see that dashboard?
Just hit the X. I X'd out of it, so you X out of it as well. Don't hit anything else. Just hit that X in the upper right corner, and that'll close that box. So I say hit continue, because you don't want
to
end the
episode.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get back in. Reconnect. Okay, so I'm trying to reconnect. Okay, there it is. Oh, no. I don't want to end episode. Okay, continue.
No, don't get away.
I think
wait, just hit continue.
No. Yeah. Right, I push continue. Okay, so that's it. So
right.
We should be able to go on. Okay, yeah. So, guys, some of y'all can stop sending me personal messages. You can just go to the chat, please. Let's go to the chat, okay? Okay, we got B Wise in there, Serpents. Join the conversation. Let's get it going. Let's come on.
All
right. In the chat. We want you guys in the chat. Come on with the chat. I can't, you know, speak and type your questions in the chat as well. So I need you know, those who's on my chat, they got to get in here. So, okay, Avon, so give me what you please restate what you just said.
Okay, because I want to know is this, we're in this mentality of blaming and pointing the fingers. And, you know, people, you don't realize when you're pointing fingers and blaming and not taking accountability, you're giving away all your power. But then we all the bad bees, the boss, the dogs, all this wonderful stuff, we're talking all this power, but the basic things, we can't even handle that. So how what are you in charge of when you're not even in charge of yourself? You're not mastering yourself. You're not improving yourself. You're blaming and running away from responsibility. People that are in charge and have powers, whatever, they're not asking for power. They're taking it. They're doing what they need to take. They're taking accountability for what it is. They're taking over. They're taking charge. And then we're coming up with this, you know, you can't, I'm just getting hot with that. No, we got to just take responsibility. Start taking responsibility. With men, first, let's take it. We got to keep going back. So taking it back. So how do we get there? First of all, when we talk about this vetting, whatever, there is a reason why there is there are religions, because we spoke about this before, that there apparently we need systems in place because we don't do such a good job on our own. We just out there just doing anything. So you need some type of system in place that everybody, many people can agree on, and then they will move, you know, learn how to move in a certain way to get positive results in what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? First, listen to the simple things when we in religion, any religion. Spirituality, we talk about something, but we talk about the system of a religion. Okay, we talk about do not fornicate. Well, I think that's a very good thing. why should you not fornicate? You got any thoughts on that? I'll go into it, but I want to hear your thoughts. You got some thoughts on that?
About why people shouldn't fornicate?
Correct. Why would you think that would be a commandment, you know, that people are directed not to do this? Why would you think that would be important?
I mean, because it, you know, it's the structure, you know, to fornicate. But you got to look at, the male species, you know. If you know about men, they are species of to divide and conquer, sexual, and that's why you see mostly men. They think, you know, the way they do, and so they don't look at it as we do. You know, fornicating and you know being with different women. If you just talk about the woman, I mean men, they don't really look at it like fornication like we do.
We know they don't, and then we need to know, so how is that working for us as a people? Because this is what we're seeing here.
Stop fornicating with them. Close your legs. Close your legs. Stop
fornicating
with them.
But that's it. Well, we're going to do both sides of it.
And then you go back in the days, like how men had to vet properly. They had to meet your family. They had to, you know, they had to go through some hoops, and, you know, they had to go through all that. You got to remember that.
Exactly.
You know, maybe, you know, maybe it's something about us as women that we need to go back to the basics, you understand, to align ourselves and become, you know, be connected with our higher self and, you know, gain control of who we are and, you know, and understanding that being that we have the power to reproduce and we're a portal for humans, that we have to really understand, you know, that could be, we could be left with the children. You understand? We could, no matter whether you marry or single, these things could happen. So you have to take all that into account. You have to take all that into consideration. So you have to really make a, as a woman, you have to make a, you know, you have to make wise decisions. You know,
this is correct, but they say
willy-nilly, you can't just be willy-nilly in it. I got that from the chat, by the way, willy-nilly. I remember that.
I know, but,
time ago.
But you know what? But you're absolutely right. But this is what's happening here. We haven't been doing it. That's why we have this question in this dilemma now. I would say, you're right, we have to go back. The bottom line, and take it all the way back, is you need to do self-work. There's a lot of things that you need to be doing before you even consider coming together with somebody else and recreating, procreating, okay? Now, just on that alone, the fornication part, you need, because look what happened here. People just do it, whatever, and then look at the consequences. You got children born and parents unwed, and everybody is going their different ways. Nobody's sticking around because nobody's committed to anything. If there's a rule, if you're not fornicating, then guess what? You don't accidentally get pregnant. You don't get pregnant. You don't procreate. You know, you don't have these kids here. So that's one of the directions why you don't do it. Because look, people are not ready for that. They can't handle that. They cannot handle the responsibility of, okay, if I do this, then I can possibly have a child. Do I want to have a child with this person? No, but the thing is, well, if you don't put yourself in that position. How about that? That's where you start. You don't put yourself in that position. So that's why you're directed, do not fornicate. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying that's why we need systems in place, because we left up to our own devices, we're not doing too well. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I say. No, you don't have to be part of a religion or this or that, but you need some type of structure that you follow so that you can, you know, navigate through this life and do things in order, in a divine order and in a divine way. Yes, you could say, well, men, we know men do this and they're out here like this. They're women. Yes, this is your greatest possession and your prize. Keep that to yourself. Don't give it to anybody, just anybody. Look, you have to be more than just because you're cute. or you got a nice car, or you dress nice and this and that. What are your credentials on being a responsible person? Can you handle this? If we were to get pregnant, can you take care of me and a child and yourself? Are we working together as a team, or is everybody go for themselves? This is what we talk about, going back to basics. We don't understand what the basics are because we don't have the correct teachings and understanding of ourselves. If you understand what is required of you and what would be in your best interest, then you would know how to relate to someone else and know about responsibility and how to connect with different people. You would recognize certain things in them. If you're doing it for yourself, you would recognize and know what's going on, so then you know what to look for in someone else. So it's everybody's responsibility. It's not just one, and that's what we got to get into our heads. It's not one or the other. It's the both of us together that has to work together, get it together so that we can move in order. This is very chaotic what's happening here now and what's going on. So everybody is responsible for that. A lot of people don't want to be responsible. Oh, well, nobody made you do anything. You could have shut it down. Women, don't give it up. Keep your legs closed. No, it's just a straight up no. Guys, you can feel and want whatever, but then the thing is, guys, do you think she would be fit to be a mother to your child? If this is not what you're feeling, then leave her be. But see, that's the other thing. We come here, we incarnate on earth to work on, to learn things, to master self. You know what I'm saying? This is what you're coming here to do. So there's no excuse, oh, that's just because that's my ways and this is the nature of man or whatever. Yeah, but you come to master yourself, to control yourself. So the thing is, if you're out of control and can't control yourself, why the heck are you trying to control somebody else? You're not fit to do that. You're not fit to do that. So this is what I say, step back. We're not here to blame. The true power is when you can control yourself and master yourself and manifest appropriately. That's what the job of each individual is here for. This is what you come here to learn lessons. You have to learn a lesson. You have to do that work. Stop blaming other people. When things are showing up in your life, it's because that message is for you. There's something in it that you need to see, something that you need to learn. I don't know, I was just running off at the mouth, but those are some of my thoughts. what do you think about that, or what are your thoughts?
First of all, a lot of people is not taught that. I mean, that would make common sense, but what's so common is not common. Okay, so it would be wise for us to, you know, choose. Some of us don't know how to date properly. Some of us don't know. I'm talking about, I speak about women. You know, I'm a life coach to women, and I deal with women issues and perspective. I say this because for the females, you know, you just have to, you know, you can vet all you want to, and you can do that, and you should. You know, there's a number of things you should do. But the bottom line is that a lot of women haven't had their fathers in the home. They don't have uncles. They don't have who, how they know if they have a man? You know what I'm saying? How do they know they have a man? So, it's a lot that goes on. And then, you know, our community has been infiltrated, still is being infiltrated. And then there's so many different ideologies going around. You know, women shouldn't have a degree. Women should have a degree. Women shouldn't work. Women should work. You know, so it's different ideologies going around, the different opinions and different talking points. So who's right? Who's wrong? Like, one of the talking points is women, you know, shouldn't have degrees. You know, they had a guy on a podcast saying that, you know, he wouldn't want a woman who has a degree is not attractive. So my question is, you know, and this is one of the people in the chat questions too is, how, you know, if something happened to you, first of all, if something happened to you as a man and your woman don't have a degree and she's not educated no other way, how is that going to affect your family? And we're talking about the average family. We're not talking about high figure, six figure, seven figure man. We're talking about the average working family where two people have to work. So here's my point. If she's not working, I mean, if she has a degree, obviously she's going to get better, you know, a more better job. She has more opportunities. So that'll help her with the family income. And also she won't have to work two or three jobs equivalent to that one job if she had a degree, right? That's the first point. The second point is, suppose something happened to the man, okay? Your wife is left by herself with that child. She becomes a widow. How is she going to take care of that child, right? And the third thing is, suppose something happened to the man and his woman don't have a degree, and it's hard to, because it's hard to find jobs now if you don't have a degree, you know, and women have been more prosperous by having a degree and more successful with getting employment and building opportunities because of their degree. So we have to be careful with some of these talking points, because if you are a man and you are making, and you're not making six figures, and matter of fact, if you're bringing $40,000 home and she's bringing it maybe a little bit more or equal to yours, I don't understand, how does that work? You know, I don't understand what's the ideology behind it. Now, of course, men that's making that type of money can maybe, you know, feel that way. And I don't even think they should feel that way, because if you have a woman, and it's not even about a degree, it's about just basic education. You know, she could be, you know, she could be self-study. Most people don't do that. So I like to keep it with degrees. If she has self-study and she has a degree, then she will be able to handle your finances, you know, the household finances, the income. She would make wise decisions because she had a formal education, and she, you know, she's well, she has a network. She, you know, she went through a basic system of understanding the knowledge. And not to say, you know, college is, you know, the end all be all, but these are the talking points of the man.
Mm-hmm.
So the manosphere and different, you know, men topics. They're not interested in women who have a degree. Now, on the other hand, I can understand what they're saying if the woman brings it up in their face. If the woman is like, oh, I got a degree, what do you have, and this and that, that, I don't know if they're speaking about that a woman shouldn't do that, and I totally agree. I'm, you know, I teach women, don't bring that up in conversation. Not to downplay yourself, but if you with a man and you know he don't have a degree, but he makes a decent amount of money, but he's not a six-figure man, we have to be wise now, because there's a lot of situations where women are, you know, agitating men with this. This is serious. This is a social issue in our community that's very serious. And men are unenlivening a lot of women because of their egos. And let me tell you something. Somebody said that it's the government's fault, right? It's bigger than that. And this person, they wrote more than that, but I just couldn't type it up and put it in the chat, you know, a basic chat. They were saying that it's, you know, the government. But let me explain how the relation to that. First of all, the government know, right, and it's a fact that when men, right, don't have a purpose, don't have jobs, don't have money, don't have power, can't conquer, is not in and can't compete, who do they take it out on? The government knows it. If you don't think that the government knows psychology, then you're just not in tune on what's going on in your environment. Okay, so the government know that when men don't have a purpose, when they don't have, and they are sexually suppressed, they become violent. Somebody was just explaining to me about what's going on in, I think it's Delaware or I think it's Delaware. No, not Delaware. It's Detroit. How did Detroit, I think it's in Philadelphia as well. Okay, allegedly. So I thought I heard that I said, okay?
Okay. Shout out to allegedly. Tommy Brown.
Shout out to Tommy Brown, okay? So you know, allegedly I heard that it's in Detroit or Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that there's more men than women, okay? And they become imbalanced. They walking up to women, you know, women don't say hi, they punch them in their face, raping women. Women are getting raped out there. And this is what happens when men don't transmute that sexual energy, that energy of building, that energy of doing something. Okay, and the government noticed, when you don't build opportunity for men, it's bad. And when you have the men versus women environment and atmosphere and energy, that's not good. You understand? Because we are women. We men, when they mad, they use physical power. Okay, when we get mad, some women do use physical power. I wouldn't advise that, but we can be more cunning, more strategic. You understand? We got to use our brain because we don't have the power. All right, I'm talking about the majority of women. So going head to toe with a man. So men, when they become angry, it looks different, and the government knows this. So it's a lot of different things that's going on in our community. It's a lot. And you know, yeah, the government play a part of it because a lot of men don't know how to, you know, get they, you know, start their own businesses and build. And you know, there's a lot of different factors in that. Is it women for it?
There's a lot.
You understand?
Exactly.
But I teach women, I teach women, let me just say one more thing that you can finish up. I teach women how to be safe. Don't brag about your degrees. Men are mad. I mean, you can say, oh, but that's not right. And, you know, I have a degree. I should be proud of my – yeah, but you got to be careful of your environment. B. Y. said, wow, this is serious. A lot of men, they mad. You got to know the atmosphere, you know, and you got to know what time it is. If you miss the time, what's going on in your social environment, especially for women, you will get hurt out here. So you can't be telling men, oh, I got money saved, I got this, I got bragging. They consider that bragging. Imagine you trying to get with a guy, he don't have no money, no job, and you talking about you got 5 degrees, you understand, and you got, you know, 6 figures in the bank, you know, and you got a corner office, okay? So, what are you really talking about? I'm just saying in terms of the man. So, and BY said that goes far beyond just opportunity and energy. Break it down, saying break it down, because it is part of energy, it is part of opportunity, and it is a part about self-reflection. You know, I'm talking about the woman's part, that they have to be aware of what's going on in the environment and community. Hey, go ahead, Avon.
No, there's a whole lot to unpack there and where we go with that. Okay, I agree. First and foremost, nobody, because yes, that is bragging, being a braggart and what have you. You don't throw your money, your education in nobody's face. What is all that about? You either have it or you don't. The thing is, the one you're trying to throw it and push it in somebody else's face, you're trying to convince yourself more than them. If you are really about that life or you're about it, people can read it and see it. You don't have to say a word if you're really about that life. But if you got to keep explaining it to people and they're thinking that they don't understand, then that's more so that you don't believe it. You're trying to convince yourself. And the thing is, why would you throw anything in anybody? I'm talking about any type, anything. Why would you use it as a weapon against somebody else? What are you trying to do? That's, you're out of order with that. You're just out of order. So that's on you. And then when you get a not so desirable result from that, who do you blame? See, that's, look, wait a minute. We just on the YouTube. about that sister. She was up there antagonizing. She was on TikTok antagonizing this brother. What does this brother say to her? What did he say to her? He said, I love that story.
You know what? Because it just... I would hit a woman, basically. He said a B. I would hit a B. But this is what I try to teach women. You know, and women, they say to me all the time, well, that's not fair. I could do what I say, what I want, but can you defend yourself? This woman was an army. She was recruited in the army, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's a person who defends the United States from war, you know, by going in war. She's been trained to defend your right to defend you from this country from getting blown up while you sleeping or up, okay? So she represents United States military, and she got in an altercation with a guy, okay? And she said something to him, and they went back and forth, you can tell, and he said, listen, I hit women. Shut up. And she must have said something, and then the guy, he began mm-hmm. the beating process on her. So with that, you know, she all bloody up, and she crying. And I'm not promoting violence, but you have to be wise now, okay? And like B.Y. said, Detroit is happening in Detroit, Chicago, Philadelphia are ground zeros with it. They turned up out there. It's turned up for women out there, okay? And in this thing B-Wise mentioned is black folks are going mad out here. This is a spiritual and moral deficiency. Yes, B-Wise. Okay.
That's exactly what it is. So let me hold that thought right there. So we can talk about the government and this one. It's a spiritual situation going on there and a moral deficiency that's happening. So look, yes, we know that, you know, people have certain thoughts and things that happen. Yeah, that's true. But the bottom line is the mastery of you're responsible for you. You're responsible for what shows up in your world. It's showing up to you. So who's supposed to be taking care of that? Who's supposed to be taking care of that? You understand what I'm saying? So the thing is, so you see that is a volatile situation out here. Why would you open up your mouth and do that? Because in that particular case, and then there are a lot of sisters. And let me tell you, I want to be very clear because it goes both ways. I'm not taking any side because on both sides, people are out of order. But we just happen to talk about this particular incident so we can show the dynamics of this and what's happening there. You got to stop that. She was in the habit of popping off and running off at the mouth and saying these things, whatever. Why do we know this? Because the brother, I forget his name, but he was on her page and following and looking at videos of her that she did this often. She antagonized people. She just, you were just out there and pushing the situation. But then when he smacked her up a little bit, then she found God. She got it together, and she realized that the way she said it and how she said it, she could have done it in a different way and what have you. Why does it take for you to get jacked up to realize that is not a good plan, not to do this? But see, people following and watching and getting conditioning on these TikToks, these social medias, and listening to this low vibrational stuff out here that you think that it's okay, like you say, women, you think that it's okay to jump up in a man's face that are just naturally stronger than we are and what have you. And then you want to jump up in his face like a man and think you like this. And then you want to come across the right one that don't care. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And then he's willing to take some of that energy out on you. So if you ask him for the smoke, he's willing to give it to you. And then you got to get a busted lip to figure out that wasn't such a good idea.
Somebody in the chat said that women need to get arms. What do you think about that?
If we get a hold of the basics, whatever, you don't need to get armed. This is you don't understand your power. You are so disconnected, you don't understand how this stuff works. And that's where we go into tapping in and getting to alignment and all this other stuff. It sounds so airy-fairy and all pie in the sky. But the thing is, realize what's happening. If you are your thoughts. When you are thinking negative thoughts and things start going wrong, whatever, you notice that the more you stay in that funk and have those low vibrational thoughts, what do? You attract more of not-so-nice things to you, don't you? Oh, but when things are going great and you're in that high energy and the high, all things, everything seems to be going well and you keep getting more and more of it and then you feel empowered, you feel great and you feel that you could take on the world and you could do things, and guess what? You can. But it's about your thoughts. He said, guard your gates, guard your mind, guard your heart. Watch what's going in there. Watch what you're thinking. The purposely things have been done that we have been conditioned that we think are lower vibrational things, things that are not so nice. And so that's naturally going to bring all that energy down to a lower level. And whatever level you are, you pick up everything that's on that level. Where you at, that's what you pick up. So you got to guard your thoughts. Watch what you're thinking. Especially watch what you're saying. Look what happened. You talking some low vibrational stuff. Sister was talking low vibrational stuff and this and that, whatever. Guess what? She attracted something to her. She attracted some low vibrant energy from this brother. She picked up and they attracted. So they were bound to clash and meet. You got to raise up that energy, raise your mind and think higher vibrational stuff. This is all about energy. And stuff. Your word is your wand. Whatever you say, you can manifest that stuff. You got to watch what you're saying. You can't be reckless. The power of life and death is in the tongue. What do people think that means? Come on now. We got to stop this. We are responsible for this. And we can't blame. And then that we have so much.
When you say
that,
we, BY says that black women love to degrade.
Yeah, each other's mama.
Each other.
And that is the lowest of the low.
We
all do it.
Of the low.
Men do it to each other, and women do it to each other. We men and women do it to each other. We got to stop this crap. This is the thing. We all do it. So now this is serious business, and this is a state of emergency. We got to move like this is an emergency, and that this means something. Everybody's just lackadaisical about it and thinking if you say anything, and, oh, no, you can't. And the thing is, yes, yeah, government things happen, conditions, whatever. So the question is, so what are we going to do now? What happens now? We know that all that other stuff don't work. So we can sit up here 50 more years, point the fingers, and blame each other. What does it do to help our condition in going forward? What is that going to do for these kids that are here now and those that are coming behind them? What is that going to do sitting up here blaming and pointing the fingers? It takes those that know something to share this information, help. Brothers, take young men under your wings. Women, take the young girls on your wings and teach. Share. You got to get this message out. Like you say, parents, they have you work. You're working all the time. Let's put it this way. I'm not going to point somebody else out because that takes the power away from you, and it's like it's dependent on somebody else. You have the power, and it's all within you. So I'm not going to say, oh, well, they, this and that. You're going to stop that. We're going to cut that out. What can we do? What do we need to be doing? What does it look like? That's the conversations we need to have. Anybody, nobody else would. What do we need to do? First of all, you have not because you ask not. Are you asking for enlightenment to know what's going on? So are you studying? Are you going out there searching, looking for some answers? Are you talking to people that might know something? We all got these phones and these TVs and stuff and the YouTube. There's plenty that's going on. You can get information. Information is out there. Are you seeking it? You got to seek it. You think everybody thinks it's going to just drop in their lap? You got to do something. You got to do some work too. What the heck is this?
Right. No, Avon, I'm laughing because these people have me tight. Listen, guys, I'm telling you guys, I respect Be Wise right now. I respect all of y'all, but Be Wise is in here. Y'all got me typing in here. Y'all see what's going on. You know, I'm trying to keep up, but, you know, I need to, you know, be able to respond and be interactive. So I need the guys, the people who are sending me personal chats to come into the other chat group. I got like 3-4 chats going on. So please, let's get these chats up in the Blog Talk. Go to Blog Talk. Look for Conversation with AA. And connect on Facebook to our chat, live chat, okay?
Hey, all right. Or if you don't want to chat and you don't want to type, 515-605-9322, 515-605-9322. The topic today is let's talk about it. We talk about things that's going on in the community. What say you?
Okay.
What do you want to say? What are your thoughts?
Ooh, okay. This is getting in. Be Wise is going in. Be Wise, I wish you call in. This is you on fire right now. Be Wise said, listen, the ignorant behavior is exclusive to black women and black men. I guess that's when the conversation, a statement that you made about how we, you know, we talk about each other and we downgrade each other. And she was just, they were just saying it's ignorant behavior, and it's exclusive to black women and black men, and it's sad. No other creature on earth go that low, just Negroes, okay? Because I think you made a statement that, you know.
No, I don't
want
to put it all on us. No, I never said that. It's exclusive to the black community. That's not, it is, we're focusing on people like
saying
to throw
that.
That up.
They saying that. They saying that.
Yeah, no, oh, no,
they
I'm saying
that.
No, it's not exclusive to us, beloveds. It's not exclusive to us. Everybody does it. But what the difference is, it depends on who's controlling the narrative, who's controlling the media. They let you see what they want you to see. Now, other folks, if they're controlling what's going on, they're not going to let you see the worst of themselves. But it is going on. Please don't think it is only us that's out here like that. There's some people have enough sense to come together just to get the job done. But trust and believe, not everybody likes everybody. Not everybody loves everybody. And they be talking about each other just like we do. My thing is, what I say to us is, y'all ain't got time to be doing that. You ain't got time to be fumbling around and talking about each other. You need to take that energy and get you some learning, get you some, what is the word? Get you some knowledge. That's what you need to get and figure that out and then help each other. You need to work together. Have the sense, no, you have to know that you have to come together if you want to survive. That's it. It ain't a
How do you encourage that,
show.
Avon? How do you encourage that? Because someone said people are lazy. Most black people can't read. It's not funny, but
I'm not going to go there.
I think they can read. No.
They don't want to read.
You know,
a lot of people don't want to read.
Right, because me and Prophet Anthony talk about this all the time. We talk about not that they can't read, but a lot of people don't want to read. You go to a lot of black people's house and you want to see books or Globe or dictionary, you know, and no disrespect, you know. So, and like BY said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You know, you do got to get knowledge, and sometimes that takes not just looking at videos. That might take, you know, you to read. So, and it is, you know, I'm unfortunately, allegedly, so I thought I heard, I said, I think
shout out to Kwame Brown.
So, that's a personal joke, y'all, that me and Avon had. So, if you really want to know what that means, you have to definitely call in. So, I'm just saying that, like I said, allegedly, the vice president is saying that how children are unprepared when they graduate from high school, and this is a fact that you know. I understand you, Avon, everything that you're saying, but let me ask you something. Do you think that is it a bigger agenda? Is this part of a bigger agenda that with the wars of the genders, I'm talking about black people, the wars of the genders, and putting the blame on each other, and fatherless homes, And because allegedly you have other non-black men, male, talking about this. This is how important it is. How do you think this is part of a bigger agenda?
I want to say yes, and I'm going to qualify that. The bigger agenda is the knowledge of self, getting this information and understand what your part and how you play in this situation. Yes, you can put it outside of yourself, but you are equipped with everything that you need to get the job done. The thing is, you have to realize it. This is where you have to get that knowledge, get that understanding, understanding, overstanding. This is the work that we need to do. The agenda is self-mastery, understanding and knowing who you are and how you connect to a greater existence, what you're a part of, and how you connect to each other. That's the bigger agenda. We get caught up and distracted with all this other stuff. But when you really go in and really understand what's going on, this ain't what you think it is. And it ain't got nothing to do with other people so much. It is there to help guide you and teach you a lesson to challenge you. But the bigger thing is for you to get that understanding. That's the bigger agenda. We can't get caught up in, oh, people try to do this and they try. If you know who you are, you wouldn't even waste time. It wouldn't even bother you. This would be a joke to you, all this other stuff, when you know who you are and understand what you can do. This is what we need to be seeing. Not, oh, they're doing this to me, or I can't, and they should, and I want. Don't go begging nobody for nothing. This is part of the lesson, how to be self-sufficient, how to connect, and how to work with other people. All these things you have to do. These are the things that you need to get to. And if you don't understand how to look at how it starts, look at nature. Watch nature. See how things go. It's all around you. There are examples and lessons everywhere around you. All you have to do is look. Be still. Quiet your mind and shut out that nonsense. It's too much nonsense. That's what they keep you inundated with. The low vibrational music, low vibrational TV, things that's on the internet, things that's low vibrational that will shut you down. Do you notice that when you are stuck in that atmosphere of fear and anger, we shut down. We can't function. We don't operate. So you're going to have to be still. Learn to be still, quiet all that noise. And be still and listen to what is presented to you. There's all the time, it's always there, but we don't listen. That small, still voice, or you hear something occurs to you, or that I should do that. You need to start listening and paying attention to that and then test it out. Okay, every time I hear this, when I do this and follow it, things seem to go my way or things seem to work out. You got to learn and understand what voices are coming to you and what what you need to listen to, what you need to follow. This is work. This is the self-work. That's what the self-work is and what it looks like. Is a lot of things, no, and it is. I was going to say, oh, no, people don't just tell you whatever. Oh, yeah, they do. If you're listening for it, if that's what you set in your mind that you want to hear, you're hearing these things, these messages that's coming through, it's all around you. You got to quiet out all that other noise, so that you can hear it, so that you can feel it. This is a whole body experience, body, mind, and spirit, and spirit experience that you got to listen with your whole body, all of that. But you got to learn to be still, and then you got to purposely shut out some of that negativity, a lot of that negativity that's going on. Nobody's making you listen to it. We are listening. We're purposely inviting certain things in and purposely doing things. Now, if you already know that you have a bad result when you do certain things, why do we continue to do it? Because we're silly sometimes, and we just like testing and pushing the envelope. We like just pushing and trying it. We like trying it all the time. But the thing is, you know what it is. You have things, you've done things, you felt things, you heard things, things were presented to you. You knew what it was, what it was about, but you chose to ignore it. So don't ever say that you weren't warned, you didn't know, somebody didn't tell you. You know. And it's innate in you. You know the difference between right and wrong. Please. You are connected at all times. Now, we disconnect ourselves from the source, but the source didn't disconnect from us. We ignored it because we wanted to be involved in this earthly stuff. You know, it was this fun and the pleasurable, whatever. You can have all these wonderful things, but there's an order to it. There's a way that you do these things so that is of high value. You understand what I'm saying? You want to do it on a high level. Not this low-level base stuff. That's what gets us in trouble. And that, I'm not blaming nobody else. You know what it is. You heard it before. You heard it from us. You heard it somewhere else out in life, whatever. Now, you need to investigate that. That's what y'all need to do. I need to do it. I'm still learning. I am not perfect. I am on a journey here. And I'm not talking about what I think. This is what I know. This is what Avon has experienced, seen, watched, observed. And like I said, I ain't got to get into all the details, but trust me, I'm speaking with authority on what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. So don't just say, where did you get that from, whatever. I lived it. I felt it. I've seen it happen around me. I've tried it and experimented with things and done it a few times over. And I come to the conclusion that, yes, this is so. These are my experiences. And all I'm here to do is share my experience with you. I ain't here to tell you to do that. I didn't come to you, tell you I was no doggone expert. I got these degrees, whatever. I'm sharing with you things that I have experienced. Mm-hmm. Look, you take it or leave it. You do whatever you want. I'm just here to share it with you. That's all I'm here to do, just share it with you. What you do with it, that's up to you. That's up to you guys. I don't right off the bat. Did I answer the question? Did something else? Did I miss something? Talk to me.
No, Be Wise was just saying about if you know yourself, then you will. If you don't know yourself, then you will be in poverty. So I guess that she was confirming, or they was confirming what you were saying about knowing yourself. You know, when you know yourself, then you will be known. Okay, so
exactly.
Yeah, so that those and points that you was making.
Right, that's universal law. If you have a poverty mindset, guess what? Well, who was that? That said, Allen, that book, As a Man Thinketh in His Heart, there is he. Yeah, if that's what you believe it is, yep, that's what it is for you. Yes, it is. That's why you better watch what you say. Watch your mouth. Watch your mind. Watch those words. They mean something. Power of life and death is in the tongue. Watch your mouth. Watch what you say. Because what you say and what you believe and put that energy behind, that's what you're going to pull down. That's what you're going to create. So be careful, folks. Be careful and take heed. Take heed. This is on you. This is your life. You're responsible for you. So you need to be doing something. You need to do work. But then again, look, let me back up. Because, look, we've heard this also, right, Angela? You ain't got to do a darn thing. You don't have to do a darn thing in here. You do what you want. But I'm just saying,
okay,
it would be wise that you investigate it. Look, you investigate it and see if there's any truth to it. If not, then you can discard everything I said. What would it hurt you? What would it hurt you? What would it hurt? And that's the other thing. Well, how do you know how to say? There is a thing, there is a supernatural thing that goes on. It's called resonation. When sometimes you can hear the truth because it resonates in you. It goes through your body and there's a connection and you say, that is true. That's the way it's just all through experiences, things that you know, you're tapped in, all these things, and it resonates as true. And then that comes through an experience of you've been doing certain things and you got certain, you recall certain feelings. So you can equate these things together. And then he'll say, oh, yeah, that rings true to me. Or, nah. how they say it? Nah, son, nah, that's not how it works. That ain't going to work. So there's all hints, it's all around you. So the thing is, you need to tap in, tune in, listen, get yourself connected, open up, open your mind, you know, open up your mind to different things, open up your heart to higher, elevated things, and get your answers, get to where you need to be. You know what's true or not. You know it in your deep down in your spirit. You know it resonates or rings true to you. You know what it is. So it's like, come on, let's use these minds that we have. Everything, let's say, before, look, your creator knew who you were when you were in your mother's womb. He gave everything to you. However, let me back this up. Whatever your definition is of creator, higher source, whatever, universe, whatever you call this. And so I don't want to disrespect anybody, but I will say this. You know your connection. It was given to you way back when. You have all the tools that you need to be successful, to do what it is that you need to do. So you need to go inward to get these answers and pay attention and seek this knowledge. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be answered. You're going to hear these things. You're going to know. But you have to do something. You have to do something. Not Avon has to do it for you, not Angela. What we agreed to do is, because we want to be pleasing to our creator, we're here to share experience with you. No mind helping you, passing the word on. That's what messages are. They pass on the message. They're not responsible for what you do with the message. That we not. And as for anybody who you deem a messenger is not. They just deliver the message. You do with it what you will. That's all I'm
going to
say about that. That's all I got to say. So, yes,
I have a question for you. What do you think about the child support, allegedly, so I thought I heard somebody said, shout out to Kwame Brown, allegedly I heard that.
Allegedly,
that,
I think I
the snapped. Government, right, exactly, should child support be paid through a card? Should child support be paid to a client? What do you think about
that?
What
I think about that, that's like a pilot program. Where did they start it? Was it in Delaware? I think it was Delaware, Detroit or something. I got mixed feelings about that. How we're doing things, it would be convenient, you know, to do that. But the thing is, I've heard the situation and I've heard users of this card, because, you know, it's a pilot and they tried in different areas, and they said that they weren't able to use the card because it didn't work for various things because there was a limit on it. You couldn't use it to get money just to spend on whatever it is. Like some people use it to pay rent. Some people, you know, get food for the kids or get clothes, but it wouldn't work in certain stores because they're figuring, oh, it's you use it as your parent is using it on themselves and not the child. So they'll block you there. Or the rent, they don't allow you to pay this. And it's just like that's where it's a trick bag. It's like, so what can you do? So I'm kind of leery about that, you know. But then I can see, by the same token, I can see there have been some people that abuse the card. You know, the situation. So is that, here's my thought on that. The bigger picture is what we said before. but how you move and what you believe and what your thoughts are about it, it can work to your benefit and it can work very well. So, like I said, I would have to, I would definitely pray about that. And, you know, and I would expect a good outcome from that and that I would be in control and I could be in charge of that. So, but see, that this is what I'm talking about, where you got to do that work so that your mind has to be strong on that. This is not just every now and again. You have to be strong and know or whatever that you can manifest that is going to work right. That comes with expectations and intentions and what you're putting out there. So if you're strong on that, then I say it'll be good. But if you're wishy-washy and you're all over the place and you feel a victim to this and can't control it, then it might not be a good situation for people. So that's my thoughts on it. It's all up to you and how you see it and where you choose to be, what your mindset is as far as that's concerned. Because I don't want to get into, oh, the people and the man and the this and the that, because you got both ways. So it's how you moving, what your mindset is on that. So that's how I answer that. I don't know if that helps anybody else, but that's how I see it.
No, that was just one, some of the questions, and just to get your ideas, you know, just to get your ideas about that, because, you know, they a lot of people are saying that, you know, that the card, allegedly, you know, people are saying about that card and coming out and different laws and stuff, just like they were saying about different laws about Section 8, you know, they stopping that, and a lot of women is going to, one YouTuber came on and he said that a lot of women is going to be homeless, and that he said not to downplay what they're going through or to ridicule the situation, but a lot of women is going to need men because Section 8 is not no longer giving single women, single mothers Section 8 anymore, so they're going to have to, you know, get a man. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, I'm going to tell you. My thoughts on that is this. I would say this, because you had asked before, do you think this is part of a bigger plan? I said, yes, the Creator has a bigger plan for us to get us back to where we were before, that you don't depend on other people, whatever, that you move and be proactive and you are in control of your situation. So that, yes, so the thing is putting it this way, so think something is being taken away from you to make you think and move differently, because how you were moving before does not work. And if you have those who believe that they're connected and there's a higher source and situation that's going on here, then you know you would recognize what that is. It's not the government, and it's not, what do you call it, a conspiracy or whatever. It's that, okay, people, you need to move differently, because how you were moving and what was happening before, it ain't working. You need to take control. If you know who you are, then you can change your condition. You can't go to somebody who is purposely trying to hold you down, so look for them to help you like that. And the thing is, it just in human nature, people are more inclined to help somebody that's willing to help themselves, that they're doing something to help their situation. But if I see you're not helping yourself or doing what you need to do, to why would I help you? That's the principle of teaching somebody how to fish instead of just feeding them. You'll be feeding them all the time, but if you teach them how to fish, they'll know how to do it and get it for themselves. It's a shift in the thinking that has to occur here now. So that's what I see. So, yeah, things are happening. And then if we all so believe that everything is used for your good, so everything is good, so then it can't be a bad thing. There must be a bigger picture. Something else is happening behind it. And you need to understand, it is for my good. Okay, but on surface it don't look like it's good, because this is what we've conditioned. Think, oh, that wouldn't be a good thing. But if you know all things is for your good and is used for your good, then you would, that should, a shift should happen in your mind. That, okay, so how does that look? What, how could that be for my good? See, you got to start thinking. It's just critical thinking. We forgot how to think. We don't think. We just sit back, let somebody else tell us what it is, what to do. We don't want to do that. We got work to do. We each got work to do here.
So when somebody said most women make more than men. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so a lot of women do. Women, there's a couple of parts to this. So let's work through this together, Angela, because we have fun with this one. The thing is, you do have that. First of all, again, that goes back to what we said before. Don't be flaunting and throwing that in somebody's face. What is your purpose for that? Oh, yeah, so yeah, I make most money here, so then you got to do what I got to do. What is all this? First, back it up a little bit. When you get into a situation, a relationship with somebody, aren't you coming together because you apparently you like this person? You like them a little bit? So if you like somebody, you care for somebody, wouldn't you want to do nice things for them? Wouldn't you want to work together? Don't you? When you get to the point where you want to combine lifestyles and life and all this other stuff and become one, then you need to understand how to function as one and not be pulling in different directions. If I care for this person, then I would expect that they demonstrated to me that they have my best interest at heart. And by me watching them, never mind how they talk, the words that they use, but watching how they move, you see how they handle their business, how they take care of themselves, how they take care of other people in their life. What the heck are we doing out here? People are doing things. Nobody's paying attention. Everybody's just all over the place. You're supposed to be paying attention. So how do you know? Because I'm watching and I'm paying attention. And then, hey, I'm testing and trying things. I'm asking questions, whatever. But I'm asking, there's a reason why I'm asking you certain things. And then there's ways that you could do this to get an idea of how somebody's thinking and how they're moving. That's what we're supposed to be doing. But the thing is, when you can see, and then you know, this is what I'm talking about before, your spidey senses start to tingle. This person ain't right, or something ain't right here. They're not about, helping me or the situation, whatever. Something is not right here. All these things come together. These are the things that you're working on, learning to recognize and understand so it makes sense to you, so that it is useful and can help you. That's what you're supposed to be doing. So the thing is, all right, I'm doing all these things, so, I trust this person enough. How do you know how you trust somebody else? Because you know how to first trust yourself. How you do that? Because you was doing that self-work. If you trust yourself, then you know you ain't going to do yourself wrong. You're going to look for the best outcome and treat yourself the best that you can. So then once you know how to do it for yourself, you got an idea of what it looks like in somebody else. Or you for doggone sure to know when somebody ain't doing it for you. So let's not act silly here like we don't understand. Pay attention. Start paying attention to what's going on. You are not a victim unless you choose to be one. You can be whatever you want.
And in
reference to be a victim. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
In reference to that Section 8 comment that the YouTuber made, a lot of people may have to, men and women and, families may have to think about cohabiting because the economy, and, like BY said, is that there's a lot of homeless people out here. Times is hard. So maybe people may have to live together to accommodate, the deficits that's going on with the economy, So this is something that maybe happened. There's a lot of stuff going on. The government is making changes. The world is looking different. you know?
That is definitely an option. This is why we have to elevate and think beyond this small, petty nonsense that we're at right now. If you're elevating whatever, this is a natural occurrence, and this is what you do. You know how to live amongst each other. There's community. You know what I'm saying? That wouldn't be a problem. And then the thing is, when you're thinking community, you're working together cooperatively so that you build the, you change the economy and stuff. You make it and in control of it. It's like, huh? Wait, what? This is the mindset. You got to make that shift in the mindset. It ain't going to happen that way. It hasn't been working too well that way. So we got to come back together and go back to take some aspects of what it was in the beginning. But whatever you do, whatever went before, we are responsible to evolving it and taking it to the next level. That's what it is. There's nothing wrong with what happened in the past. That's what we got away from it. It worked, didn't it? So it's investigating.
That's right.
We need to see what it is. Research, do your research, do your homework. If you don't understand, let's go back to what works. If you don't have a clue where to go to a time where things work, what was going on at that time that it was working? You know what I'm saying? So
We have a caller. You want to take that caller? We have a caller.
Yes,
you want to
take the caller? Yes, let's take the caller. Yes.
Okay,
and everybody
else,
give the number again one more time so everybody else will know. Anybody else wants to come and call in as well?
Anyone that wants to call in, definitely give us a call. Do the line. Okay. The number is 515-605-9322. So if you're driving in your car, you're listening on your phone, your iPad, or your computer, and you want to, you know, you have something to say. You know, you don't even have to give your name. You can remain anonymous. Give us a call, 515-605-9322. Don't be shy. We got a lot of shy listeners, but we, boy, the chat is just going on. I can't do this chat no more. I can do it, but I'm trying to keep up. So the caller with the last four digits, 4171, please state your name, city, and state you're calling from.
This is Brother Abdul from South Jersey. Can you hear me?
Yes, you can.
I'm a dedicated listener. One of our dedicated listeners. What's going on?
Absolutely.
See, y'all need to know out there in Kenya, in Germany, in Russia, where we get the most. And in the United States, I want to give the United States a shout-out, too. But we need y'all to call in. Like, Abdul is from the United States. He's not scared to speak up. He's not scared to call in. Or shy. Not even shy, but he likes calling in. So go ahead, Abdul. What's going on?
Okay. What actually is the question?
What's on your mind?
Well, ask me the question, then I can respond to it. Because you talked about so many things, so, you know.
And that's what we're talking about.
You can speak on
any of those things.
Okay.
Actually.
All right. Well, first of all, there's a government program that's in place now. With Section 8, they are changing the system in this country. It's called CBDC. A lot of you never heard of it before. It's called Central Bank Digital Currency. They're going to collapse this system and start a new one. And they're trying to get everything disruptive in this country to bring everything down. And so the government can control everything you do. They'll control all your money, the money you make, where you put your money at, what you do with it. They'll control everything. They're trying to get rid of cash. That's why in the last couple of years, everybody's been using debit cards. Debit cards, credit cards, whatever the case. They're switching over to control you more. And as far as people with their kids, like I know y'all brought that up before, the school system is designed against your children. They're teaching this gay and lesbian and transgender and all this other crap to these kids in school. They brainwash them at a really early age to control them for later. So it's okay for your kids to be gay, and you as a parent don't have no say-so about it. They've taken total control away from parents. You can't discipline your kids like you want to. You know, when we was kids coming up, just about everybody on this phone, you got an ass whooping if you did something. You can't touch these kids today. And they know that. They know they can call 911 on you and get some legal stuff done to you. So they've taken the control out of the household. They've taken the control away from the parents and gave it to the school system. And the school system are dictated to by the government. They have to do what the government says or they won't get funding. You know,
but
yeah,
dude,
we're in
you
a
said something important. You just
yes.
said that they did, and that's true. They've taken away the parent. They've taken away your rights. Okay, so
yes.
parents have rights too. So we have rights too. So what we have to do is also fight back the system and let our children know that we do have rights too. So for instance, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. If you have
okay.
a kid and you're disciplining your kid in your home based on your morals, principles, and values, you know, go to school, listen to the teacher, you know, the basic stuff to teach, you know,
right.
and your kid is rebelling against you, right? You can put your kids under the supervision of PINS. PINS is a person in need of supervision. It's called PINS.
Okay.
And you go to the court and you have them in PINS. Because, first of all, I'm not taking care of a child that don't listen to me. That's it. Because I can't save my kid if my kid is not listening to me. You cannot
right.
save an uncooperative child, point blank. You're a kid.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times, too, as the community, we have to get back to some, and Avon said it, we have to get back to some morals, principles, and values. Meaning that if kids leave their home and they just want to just roam the streets and go to family house, friends' houses, whatever, we can
mm-hmm.
stop that in our community. Say, no, not, you know, you have to go home. You can't, I'm not harboring you here because you don't want to listen to your mother. You don't want to listen
right.
to your guardian. You understand?
Right.
That's another thing that we are seeing in our community where kids have too many rights. And they are not educated enough, and they are not their brain capacity is not ready to handle the day-to-day operations of taking care of themselves or household.
Right.
So they should not have so much rights. That's why it's called parental guidance. So when you have a child who don't want to listen, don't want to obey, PINS is a system that is designed for disobedient children,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because if you're a child and you are disobedient, you can get your family in trouble. You can get your parents in trouble if you're not listening. You understand? And then so
yes.
that causes a conflict, and that breaks up the tranquility of the home. So what can you do? So parents have rights too. We have to spread this around too. Let kids know you will go into you. I will stop you now from going into the system because I'm gonna put you in there first, and then maybe you can come to your senses, and then later on we won't have to deal with this issue. That's another thing. We can't be scared of our children. There's a place for that. If you don't want to listen to me, then you're gonna listen to somebody. And if it calls for you to listen to the government because you don't trust my guidance and you're not obedient to me, then guess what? There's a place for you. So, yeah, so we can't allow our children to run our home.
Right.
And if the government want to intervene in that, let the government take them.
Yeah.
And
they'll see
the contrary of that. Yeah.
Well, one thing I say for adults, females and males, when you have young male children from the age of anything before, I say from 7 to 14 years of age, you should try to get them involved with PAL, Police Athletic League, Boy Scouts, you know, something positive like that, because that helps kids get along better with their parents at home. They have a guidance system, and it's non-religious, and they teach the kids how to respect their parents and respect themselves and respect adults and respect educators in school. You know, that's a positive path for a child to take. And a lot of parents should get their kids involved, because I was a Boy Scout, and even though I was gang-related and all this stuff from 7 years old, I was still a Boy Scout, you know, and I appreciated what it gave me. It gave me morals, you know. It gave you the do's and the don'ts. Whether you choose to do it or not, it's a different story, but at least it taught you the rights and the wrongs. You know, and it's a good path for a child to take, because religious organizations are for brainwashing, whether it's an Israelite thing, an Islamic thing, or some church thing. That's no good for kids coming up. They need something that's straight borderline, something that's going to stay away from brainwashing. And it's a good path for kids to get along with the police athletic league. And I don't know if they have police cadets in New York or not. But if they do, then get them involved with that too. What police cadets are, because we was police cadets too, what that does, that has a community relationship between the police department and children. So now the children have police officers that they're friends with. So they know that all cops ain't bad. And they have a relationship with the police, so they can understand them better. And the police has more of a community-based relationship with the children that's there. You know, that's the thing that the parents should look into. You know, this way, just get your kid on a positive path before he gets older. One thing I tell parents to do all the time, stop your kids from wearing these hoodies. That's number one, because hoodies are related to things, gangs and guns. When the cops see the kids with the hoodies, they always think these guys are gang guys. And the other kids see kids with hoodies could be another crew, and they think that's a rival gang. You know what I mean? So you put your kid in danger by letting them wear a hoodie. He shouldn't wear that stuff. You know, and if he does wear it with something, some symbol on it that makes no sense, you know, like catfish or something stupid or something that's comical, then it's okay for him to wear that kind of. But nothing that just plain hoodies or hoodies with some type of lettering on them that nobody can understand, because that's gang-related stuff. And you got to watch what your kids wear, because kids can draw other kids to them by wearing the wrong apparel. You know, wearing the wrong clothes and all that kind of stuff. It's bad out here now, because these kids are killing kids left and right. I mean, it ain't like these are the adults doing it. These are kids killing kids. You know, they don't care no more. They have no morals from home. It's not their parents' fault. I'm not putting it there. It's not their parents' fault. When your kid leave out that door, that ain't the same person that was in your house. Okay, those are two different people. The one at home, little Johnny, and the one outside is big Johnny. Okay, so you got to always know where your kids are going, who their friends are, and if you can, try to meet their parents. You know, if you got your son, he good friends with another guy, try to meet his parents so you know where he's coming from and you know where his parents is coming from. And y'all try to set up some rapport so y'all can watch each other's kids. You know, but you have to take some action now today in order to save these kids, because these kids are, a lot of them are unreachable. You know, I've tried to push kids
over. Right, that's what the prison doctor was doing. He's doing it now. He has a program, the prison doctor, where he goes to, you know, parents' home, and he talks to the children and get them on the right track. So he actually goes into the home. I think you was on the show when he was on
the
show.
Yeah, I was listening to him. Right. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's,
I have nothing against
anything
doctor. Like that. Yeah, I have nothing against, and that's a positive program. Okay, and you know you got to look for more programs like that, and more positive people like that also. You know, like the brother Larry Muhammad, he was he has some type of thing. But see, the thing with him, no offense, is because he's in a religious organization and they're recruiting people. See, that's a different thing.
No,
you
but
know,
he didn't say he was recruiting people. He deals he deals with the children all the time. He don't recruit.
I know,
he don't,
but
he
see,
don't necessarily do that for that reason.
Yeah, but that's the part they don't tell you. You know what I mean? I mean, I've been involved with the Muslims for years. Since I was a child, so I know their tactics, you know what I mean? See, my thing was to get involved with everything, just like the Israelite temple. I was involved with that because I wanted to study occult from the inside. So I was able to get inside their organization and study them from inside because I wanted to originally write a book about them, but a guy in Brooklyn beat me to it. You know, so he wrote the book first, so I just left that idea go. But as far as the kids, if we don't get control of the
kids, do you think that's
kids,
worse than you think that's? Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you think what is worth it? Go ahead. You didn't finish.
You think that if an organization, a religious organization, can save a child, you think they'll be better off being saved or taking their chances out in the street?
No,
there'll be more safer with a Bloods and Crips game.
What I'm trying to say is,
if they had a choice, if it was a choice,
but if it was a choice
for kids to an organization that they may be interested in, you know, for social reasons, okay,
right,
and just to get knowledge, and they interested in that. And do you think that will have a bad influence on them as if they were part of a game? The thing is equivalent to that? Is that bad?
Well, see, no. Well, let me explain this two ways. When you deal with a religious organization, there's a back door to that. Their main goal, they will not reveal this to you. Their main goal is to recruit these kids. You think on the surface they want to help them. That's the BS side. They want to recruit them for later on in life. That's why you don't want it done by no religious organization. You want it done by some
outside
organization.
So once they get them, when they recruit the kid, right? First of all, let me ask you this before we talk about the recruitment. You said that morals. You said that these, you know, like the PAL and stuff like that.
Yes.
They teach you morals. When you say morals, what do you mean by morals? Give me ideas of morals.
All right, I'm going to give you. They first teach the kids to respect their parents. Kids, that you learn at home first. You learn from mom and dad first. They're always your first line of defense. Mom and dad at home. What they tell you is always for your best interest, no matter what you think. You know, this is what they try to install in the kids. This is what they do. They tell the kids straight out that, hey, it's your parents, man, that you got to listen to. Because they know right from wrong. You don't. You're a child. You think like a child. You act like a child. You might think you're old head because you hang around with some crew, but you don't know nothing. Your mom and dad are the ones that teach you first. And that's the morals that PAL installed in kids. That's the morals that Boy Scouts installed in kids. And the reason why I limit Boy Scouts until the age of 14, once a kid gets 14 years old, he should not be involved with Boy Scouts no more. I'll tell you why. He's coming of age now. He's going to have maturity to himself. You know what I mean? He's going to be thinking about females. So you can't have a 15-year-old Boy Scout and he's trying to rap the girls. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't going to work. He's going to feel misguided. So that's why I say between the ages of 7 to 14, you get him involved with the Boy Scouts. But PAL is forever. I mean, you could be involved with PAL forever and ever and ever. You know what I mean? So that's totally different. But PAL is a good educator for your kids, good start in life mm-hmm. for your kids, and a good guidance, because they push the guidance back to the home life. You know, mom and dad, listen to them. Mom and dad knows you don't know anything. Mom and dad knows. Let them teach you first. You know what I mean? And that's where you got to take control of your children and let them know that, hey, you live in our house. We take care of you, Jack. So you got to listen to us. And if you think you can get a better life out there with somebody else, go ahead and leave. You know, see, sometimes you got to shock them.
Right. No, I know. Go ahead. Speak on that.
See, sometimes.
You said shock them. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes you got to shock some of these kids. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was a kid, I didn't want to be put away. You know, I feared that. Well, my parents, once they threatened me with putting me away, I had to back off what I was doing. You know what I mean? At least make them think I was anyway, because I didn't want to be put in a home. You know what I mean? Because I was off the hook at the time until I caught myself. And then I straightened out up front somewhat. And sometimes you got to do these kids. You know they had a Scared Straight program. Do you remember that? It used to be on TV with these kids.
Yes,
yeah.
You know what? Yeah. I'm gonna tell you a secret. I was I'm gonna tell you a secret, even though we got a lot of listeners. It's a secret, though, right? I was part of the Scared Straight program when I was younger, and I never had a problem. Since when I was a teenager and everything with that, because I didn't want to. You know, it was scary. It scared me straight. You know,
right.
And I do agree with you. Some kids do need, they need to, and that's what that PENS program is for. The PENS mm-hmm. is person in need of supervision. You know, some of these kids, you try to talk to them, you try to, you know, convince them, and they think it's good, you know, it's good on the other side, and you have to, you know, you have to put them through that so they can get through that net at the younger age, so that way, mm-hmm. growing up, they can say, okay, this is serious, you know, let me get my stuff together, you know. I can't just behave like this in my home. My parents ain't playing that. So now I'm ready. You know, I believe in that. You know, the kids need, sometimes kids need that. Culture shock.
Yes. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they need to be shocked. Because, you know, kids got to be remindful of the fact that they live in your house. You are providing for them, not their friends out there, not the people they associate with out there, you know. You're doing it, you know, so they got to respect you first, you know, and that's the way it should always be. And sometimes you got to put a little fear in their heart, Jack, you know, wake them up out of their sleep.
Mm-hmm.
When you got to get a message across to them, because I know what used to irritate me. My father would get me out the bed before he go to work. You know, I said, Gary, why do you got to tell me this right now, man? I was sleeping, man. He said, because I want you to know you live in my house, bro, and you're going to follow these rules that I lay down. I said, okay, I'm sorry. It won't happen again, okay? Stuff like that, you know, and sometimes you got to do that to these kids. You know, you got to get that
kid, you got to really, you can't, you... But Abdul, you can't just, you know, you can't just tell them you're going to do it. These kids now, you got to go, you know.
You
got to
do it. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
these
kids are different. Yeah. They think you're just talking. They like, yo, they got
an you know
entitlement attitude.
Yeah.
So they got they different, Abdul.
And you know what you got to do?
Different.
Yeah. Take them on a trip to some of these jailhouses. Let them see the inside of a jail. Okay, where they don't want to be. You know, let them expose themselves to some of these prisoners so they can see what the deal is. It ain't no fun going to jail, Jack. Okay, some guys think they all tough because they going to jail and all this kind of stuff. No, that's debilitating. That destroys you as a person. You know, to me, weak-minded people adjust to that jail life because a strong person won't want to be there. First of all, you don't want to put yourself in a position to be in prison at all. So why commit a crime and you don't want to do the time? You know, so this is the shocking thing. You got to schedule a trip of some type to take some of these kids to some of these jails, expose them to the stuff. You know, Scared Straight program, that was one of the best out there when they had that going. You know, but see, the government was the one to stop that. They didn't like it.
Of course.
You know, because it was working. Yeah, they didn't like that. You know, they want people in jail. You know, they want people off the hook. You know, so this is, you know, see, the government is a criminal organization. All, every branch of the government there is, FBI, CIA, NSA, Homeland Security, you name it, they're all criminal. And they do criminal stuff all the time.
Allegedly, that's what I heard. I thought I heard they say, shout out to Kwame Brown, but you saying this now, and you work for the government. Now,
yes,
you
and I work for them because they're criminals. And I know they do stuff.
I heard, you know, allegedly, you know, so I thought I heard them say, you know, they got snapped, but, you know, shout out to Kwame Brown. I heard that, you know, this is what they do.
Yeah. And they would do anything.
I don't say nothing.
You know, if you get on the wrong side of them, they'll go after your family, your friends, your girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever the case may be. Whatever they can expose about you, they'll do it. You know, just like I could never get on TV publicly and speak down on the government. They would laugh at me. Me of all people, I could imagine them right now if I was on television trying to put the government down. They got so much material on me, like, who the hell is he to say anything? You know what I mean?
It was bad enough, Abdul, that our listeners, you know, a couple of episodes ago, they were saying that, they got you down and you work for the government, straight up. Like, you know,
CIA, and I'm not a government agent.
So
I do technical stuff for them. Yeah, I do technical stuff for them. I catch cyber criminals because that's what I'm good at. You take the best of the cyber criminal world and you use them to catch the other criminals. That's all it's about. Cyber crime and cyber technology, who do you think they hire? They hire the greatest hackers they can get their hands on. So they hire the greatest criminals that they can buy to catch the other ones. And that's all it's about. See, that's something that I try to install in kids, too, to go to school, to get involved with cybercrime and cyber technology, because that's the future. All other jobs are going to go away. There's going to be no jobs out there nowhere. You know what I mean? They have the technology now to replace everything you could possibly think of what people do. They have robots. They have artificial intelligence. They can replace everything. They're going to replace surgeons. People cutting into your heart and your lungs and cutting out cancer, they're going to do that with computers and robots and artificial intelligence. They're not going to use people no more. They are switching over this society to technology and artificial intelligence. And let me tell you something about artificial intelligence. It's the most dangerous concept ever came up with. I use it myself, and it does things that I didn't teach it to do. It does things on its own. It learns from studying you. It watches what you do and does it better. You know, artificial intelligence is something I try to get kids to stay away from because it's they think it's a game. They be communicating with a machine, and they don't even understand what they're doing. This machine is not only learning you, it's teaching you at the same time without you knowing it that it's doing. It's doing a form of brainwashing without you knowing it. That's why I try to keep kids away from this kind of stuff. Computers is okay to use as long as you don't let them use you. So you got to stay away from artificial intelligence, playing all them video games and all that AI game stuff. It's all brainwashing. You know, they taking kids away from themselves and giving them an artificial world. I don't know if you ever heard of virtual reality. Were you actually getting
The metaverse or something like that too?
What it does, it starts to alter you biologically. I mean, you start to biologically change as a person once it gets a hold of your mind. And that's the thing they want. And that's the reason why they after these kids today. That's why they got all these video games to keep them distracted from the real world. These kids, you know what they do? They rush home so they could play another game. They rush home so they could get online and play games with thousands and thousands of other people. You know, people, parents buying them PS5s and those Xboxes and all that crap. I'm so glad that when I was a kid, we ain't had that stuff. I'm so glad when I was a kid, they didn't have no computers, because as a child, I would have been some master criminal with a computer. And I know that for a fact, because you know yourself. You know what you're capable of doing and what you're not capable of doing. And I'm just so glad that I came up when they didn't have this kind of stuff. They had computers, but computers was mainframes, no portable stuff.
But the thing is that now you send your kids outside. My son said, well, Mom, there's nothing else to do, because if we go outside, it's unlike your time. You know, we get jumped. We, you know, be recruited by gangs.
Right, yeah.
So it's different. He keeps telling me it's different than my time. I'm like, you know, you don't want to go to park outside by yourself, nothing. You know,
it's dangerous. Yeah, that's why you got to get them involved with programs. You know, because you can't let a kid go out in the street and play no more. It's too dangerous out there. He can get shot and killed walking down the street going to the store. You know, they could look at him, the way he dressed. He might be from a rival gang. So they're going to shoot him down and then worry about it later. Yeah, I mean, it's a terrible life today for children to come up today. It's no, they don't have the freedoms of playing in the street no more. They don't have the freedoms of going to the park and just having fun, you know, running around and making up games, and they can't do that no more. You know, the day you go in the park, you might see 20 or 30 kids together, because that's some gang out there. You know, looking to recruit somebody, and then if you don't be recruited, they're going to hurt you. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
We live in a bad world.
Exactly. No, it's challenging. It's definitely challenging. It's not a bad world, just the people that that makes it that way. You know, the world is set up to be in agreement with us, but it's just that the people,
it's the government. The government's behind the whole thing. They're behind the whole thing. This is their whole thing. You know what I mean? They don't care who knows. They can care less, because you know what they know? They know you don't have the ability to stop it, but you got to do whatever you can to save your child. That's the main thing. You know, they cannot stop. You can only do that. You know, they know they got the world controlled.
That's if your child is in cooperation with you.
Yes. Well, you got to get them that way. Yeah. You got to explain to them what they're doing. You got to sit down and reason with them, because all kids can be reasoned with. You know, if they can understand reading and writing, then you can reason with your child. And they have to be made to understand that the system out here is totally against them. You know, that they're trying to get you into a corrupt world, and you don't want to go that way. Because once they got you, they're going to keep you. You know, and everything now starts at school. You know, they're brainwashing now is at school, homosexuality, lesbianism, transsexuals, and all this crazy stuff. They're teaching this in elementary school, kids. It's sickening. I mean, you know, you don't have the right as a parent to say, hey, I don't want my child to learn that stuff. But you have no say-so, because the school system is dictated to by the government, because the government funds them. You know, so it's all by design.
Yeah. So, Avon, do you have anything to add to, you know, to what we're saying? Make a comment?
I appreciate Abdul coming on and, you know, giving us a different perspective. But I say this, and I want to be careful. The thing is, again, it's going to go back to knowing yourself and understanding what's happening, what's going on. Yes, we have a government in place, and we have it goes by design and an agreement that, okay, we're going to do this and that. But again, if you connect and understand what's going on, you do have control over it. The thing is, what folks are, the lesson, let's put it this way, the lesson that needs to be learned is that you do have control over it. Your government is supposed to be working for you. But if you don't know those things, even more so, that's universal laws. And if you understand universal laws, and if you understand laws, they all work by the same principles. You must understand what is going on, what is the law, and once you understand it, then you can utilize it to your benefit. But the thing is, you need to know and understand it, what's going on here. So if you, again, it's the mind, if you believe you have no control, guess what? You don't. You don't. So the thing is,
the government is doing one big, I believe the
but
government.
But who is the government? We are part of the government.
The real government is the Illuminati, if you ever heard that term before. The Illuminati is actually the government. That's the government behind the scenes.
I just want to make one quick comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to make one quick comment. We always blame the government, but the government, I believe, allegedly, so I heard, I thought I said, shout out to Kwame Brown.
I know I snapped.
Allegedly. the government is allowing people to give the people an illusion that they have all this freedom to see what people are going to do.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Hold on, Andrew. Think about what's going on. Go ahead. I want to say something after that. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Because eventually they're going to see how people, the lowest nature, people's going to look, is acting out their lowest nature, and then they're going to start taking people's rights back. You know, and I believe that that even includes concentration camps, but that's allegedly, you know.
They have them in the country now. They have concentration camps all over the place.
So what they'll do is they'll say, okay, y'all want to have all this freedom. And then when it gets out of hand and out of control, they're going to say, see, look, y'all killing each other. Y'all molesting children.
But by
allegedly,
the same token, you got to be careful with that, because by the same token, they allow you to think that you have all this freedom, and then by the same token, they also have you thinking that you have no control or no power. But you know two things can be true, and if you understand duality and polarity, there's a whole lot more to that. You got to know self.
This is the bottom line. This is the bottom line. You as an individual, you as a group of people, you as a collective, you're gonna do what you wanted to do anyway. Your true nature of yourself is gonna come out. So if they give you, if the government is, let's say, slack on drugs, and you go using the drugs because, they don't monitor it, they slack on drugs, then that's what you wanted to do anyway. Because the government cannot make you do something that's not in your spirit to do anyway. Okay,
right.
So
nobody can make you do anything. We got to start wrapping it up, Angela. We got to start wrapping it up because we got about 27 minutes left, so we got to start pulling it together because there's a whole lot more. This could go on.
No problem.
We got a whole lot more to say, But we want to say thank you, Abdul, for joining us this evening and sharing with us. And we want to say to our listening audience, thanks for joining us once again. and listening to us share with you on this particular topic.